not then have the wonderful man that he grew to be, who preached, who taught, who shared with everyone the love of God, and who was finally, as an adult, arrested, put on trial, and crucified. For we know that there is the connection of the day that he was born, this lowly infant in the manger, to the day that he died on the cross. Set in a manger made of wood, set his body as an adult dying on the cross, but it is all part of God's plan for his presence on earth to be able to touch our hearts. And it is so wonderful that the children this morning are using their gifts, sharing their talents, and being part of this message as we celebrate the birth of Christ. So I will begin, and I will hope that the first group is ready to come out as soon. But here are these words from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world shall be registered. This was the first registration and was taken with Quirinius, was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was also expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to him, her firstborn son. She wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. We invite now the Holy Family to come forward and to take the place in front of the altar. Baby Jesus! We're going to see how long he'll last in front. Yeah. Okay. But we know the birth of Christ was not just witnessed by Mary and Joseph, his mother and father here on earth. But God had such wonderful plans that he had a chorus of angels share the good news. So we invite now our angels to come forward. I think if they're ready. Angels, come forward and kind of stand on the steps before. Yay.
Today's scripture is from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, and it reads, "In that region there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people.'" To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
And this is the angel's reflection. I was there on the night that Christ was born. As an angel of the Lord, I will treasure each moment in my heart. The child was a awaited one, the Savior to the world. I was privileged to have a position close to the couple in the stable. I gazed into the wrinkled face of the newborn infant. The mother Mary had lovingly wrapped him in a cloth to keep him warm in the stable, and Joseph had placed hay in a feed trough, giving Jesus his first bed. I was in awe. All of God was in the infant. Light encircled his face and radiated from his tiny hands. The very glory I had witnessed so often in the throne room of God now burst through the skin of this precious infant. He was so gentle. He was so mild. I felt that I should sing, but I and the other angels did not know what to say. We had no song. We had no verse. We had never seen the sight of God in a baby. When God had made a star, our words had roared. When he had delivered his servant from captivity, our tongues had flown with praise. For his throne, our songs never ended. But what do you sing to a God in an animal feeding bin, just laying in a manger? In that moment, a wonderful thing happened. As I looked at baby Jesus, the uncertainty was gone. The darkness lifted, not the darkness of night, but the darkness of mystery. Heaven's enlightenment engulfed us. Our minds were filled with a truth we have never before known. We became fully aware of the Father's plan to rescue those who bear his name. His love for all his children brought him to this momentous time. The words of the prophet Isaiah echoed in my ears. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exulted when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and their bark across the shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of tramping warriors and their garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for fire. For the child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice, with righteousness from his time onward and forevermore. Yes, this infant before me was the one God spoke about through the prophets. He's God's gift of himself, a son given to humankind, the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His presence before me brought tears of joy to my eyes. My heart sang with love. And I knew that God wanted I and the other angels to tell the news of his birth. We would be a multitude of angels who would tell of the Messiah's birth, praising God and saying, "For unto us a child is born, glory to God in the highest, highest heaven and on earth peace among whom he favors." Amen.
Luke 2:15-20, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word.
What? I don't know.
Yeah. Concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
So I'll always remember when Christ was born. It was like no other night for I and the other shepherd. The sheep we were watching were owned by the priests and bred especially for temple practices. Because of this, they had to be perfect, without a spot or a blemish anywhere on their bodies. These were lambs whose only purpose in being born was to be an offering for the sins of the people. So they were very valuable, and watching them was important work. And it was my job to keep track of the sheep and to bring them back when they stray. We also keep the predators at bay, the wolves that would sneak in among the flock and carry the weak ones off. So we're responsible for them, and it's our job to see that none are lost. And on that night, we had just made sure that all the sheep were accounted for. We had been distracted earlier by the torchlight from the constant stream of people in the distance heading toward Bethlehem. Bethlehem was becoming more crowded because the governor had called for a census, and everyone in Israel who was descended from King David had come here to register. Finally, people were finding their places in the towns overcrowded in. We even heard that some were so desperate that they were sleeping in the stables. I and the other shepherds were looking forward to a good night's rest. When suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to us from out of nowhere, and we were terrified. None of us had seen an angel before, and I wondered, was I dreaming? Was I in trouble? Was my time on earth near the end? What was happening? But the angel spoke to us and said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And then the most amazing thing happened. Suddenly the star-filled sky opened up and a great company of angels appeared, all dressed in pink t-shirts. And they were praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men with whom he is pleased." The music caused us to lift our faces and our hands to the heaven, and it filled our ears and our hearts and was by far the most beautiful sound I ever heard in all my life. When they faded away and left us, we just stood there for a minute looking at each other, our eyes just filled with wonder, tears of joy streaming down our weathered cheeks. We had heard all the talk about a coming Messiah, though we never expected to see him. And now, not only would we see him, we would be the very first ones to see him. We would be witnesses to God's presence on earth. Mindful of this great responsibility, we took off for Bethlehem in search of the signs the angel had told us to look for. And sure enough, in a stable behind the inn at the edge of town, we found them, the Holy Family. A man with the clothing and the calloused hands of the working class stood protectively over a radiant but obviously exhausted young woman. In the manger before her was a baby. and we thought, can this be what God looks like? He's just a baby. But this baby looks so small and fragile. I saw the mother and how she was soaking up every detail of the infant's face. I'll never forget the look in her eyes or the expression on her face. With this image of love still in my mind, I and the other shepherds returned to our flock. We were praising God and giving him glory, and thanking him for letting humble shepherds like us be the first to see the Christ child. Some may question, why were we chosen to be among the first to see the Messiah? But I knew. As shepherds, we spent our lives tending lambs that were to be given as offerings for the sins of the temple worshippers. But now we would be great witnesses to see the Lamb of God, who would later be offered for the sins of the world. We truly understood the importance of this birth and knew we would serve him faithfully. Amen.
Now we have Amelia, who will sing Away in the Manger, verse 1 and 2 for us, and then we in the congregation will be invited to rise and sing verse 3 together.
In the time of Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared.
Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and play with homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage.
Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in the dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Okay. I was honored to be one of the Magi, to visit Jesus in the days after he was born. Some people call us magicians. Some called us alchemists. Some called us fortune tellers. Later, some would even call us kings. But I prefer wise men. Or today, here with my wise gals, we had knowledge of many things. One of these was astronomy. As people of the East, we studied the stars. We could chart the many stars that were seen in the night sky and would also use them to interpret dreams. But on that special night, we saw one bright star. It was the brightest in the sky that we had ever seen. It was a new star, not something that we have ever charted before. We knew that this was an important star and that it would lead us to something sent from God. Words from the Oracle of Balaam about the star prophecy in the book of Numbers, Chapter 24, verses 15 to 17, echoed in our minds. The oracle of the man whose eye is clear, the oracle of one who hears the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who falls down but with his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. We thought, was this the star, the one from Jacob, that would lead to a king, to the Christ child that the prophet spoke about? So after arriving in Jerusalem, it made sense to us to ask King Herod, "Where is the child who is to be king of the Jews?" But we could see how our question upset Herod. Hatred and jealousy were in his eyes as he feared that another king could take his place. He even called on his advisors, seeking ways to deal with the threat of a new and greater king. We were weary then when Herod told us, "Go, make a search for a young child. When you find him, let me know. I want to go and worship him too." It was clear that Herod did not want to seek him in order to praise him, but to harm him instead. So we moved cautiously forward as we followed the bright star. We traveled for some time, always following the bright star in the sky. It was moving and leading us to a sacred place. The star finally stopped over the city of Bethlehem. The ray of the stars landed on a rooftop of a simple home in the city. A man, a woman, and a child were in this home. It was the child we were drawn to. We knew that this was the star of wonder leading us to this child who would become king of the Jews. Humbly we knelt before him, letting our robes touch the ground as we bowed our heads and lowered our shoulders to praise him. For this child we brought gifts from our land, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These gifts had important spiritual meanings. Gold as a symbol of kingship on earth, frankincense as a symbol of deity, and myrrh as a symbol of death. The gold was to recognize the authority of the Prince of Peace before us. The frankincense was incense offered to show God our honor and praise, and the myrrh, an embalming oil, to ease the suffering we knew the Son of God would endure. The final gift we would give to the child was not a physical gift. It was the gift of safety. We were warned in a dream to not return to Herod and tell him of the child's location. So we made the wise decision to return to our own country by another road. It was important that Herod and his soldiers would not find out the location of the child. His life was a gift from God that Herod could not take away from the world. And we knew that this star child born onto us would bring hope, love, joy, and peace for all of God's children. Amen.